Welcome to the Talk with Clads podcast. Your host is Katie Ann, an island girl on a journey with her guests to learn about their backgrounds, businesses, passions, experiences, life lessons, and wins. Come and laugh, cheer, learn, and plan with us. My friend, take some time to come and talk with Clads.
Hello, world. Welcome to Talk with Clads. My name is Katie Ann, and I will be your host for today. What's up, guys? Oh my God, I missed you. It's been a while. I said I was going to take a little break. Just a little. And a little turned into almost a year because life is lifing out here in these streets, in these business streets of corporate America and entrepreneurship and everything else. Life definitely chose the life. So I feel like because I've been taking a break for so long, I feel like I have to kind of reintroduce myself. As funny as that sounds. And thank you for everyone that reached out to me and was like, hey, I listened to your podcast. What happened? And I'm like, it's still there. You know, I'm coming on back. But life is lifing. And that kind of happens when you kind of bite off and put too much on your plate. So let me start by reintroducing myself. My name is Katie Ann, and I'm in my 40s. I won't say 40 wet, but your girl is up there. Not up there, early 40s. And I am an HR, a senior business HR consultant. I have over 15 years of HR experience from the bottom to the top. So I'm not considered an entry level, and I'm more senior at this point in my career. I have two wonderful kids. Oh Lord, I said two? Jeez, I'm crying. I'm a two pitting my off. Lord have mercy. See the old age aging? All right, so let's do this over. Probably should have written it down before I started speaking, but all right, start this over. Dun, 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 dun. Hello, world. My name is Katie Ann, and I am originally from the island of Jamaica, if you can't tell. And Jamaicans, when they hear you speak, they know the accent. Sometimes it comes through. Sometimes it just, I don't know. I guess I kind of transition my voice in different ways. But anyways, your girl was born and raised in Jamaica. I came here at the age of 21, where I kind of, you know, I came here from my daughter, typical Caribbean island immigrant story. My mom was here. She said, come here. I actually started my career as a HHA and a CNA. And then I kind of fell into HR. Literally, my patient died at the facility, at one of the facilities that she was staying at. My patient died. She was considered like a VIP patient. And so I reached out to them to say, hey, you have any, you know, I applied for a CNA job. That was it. And when I applied for the CNA job, they brought me in for an interview. And when they brought me in to the interview, everything went well. I said, hey, I used to work in Jamaica in a different field. And I guess I presented myself very well, spoke well, as you know, pet peeve. And I said, oh my God, you speak English. Well, what do Jamaicans speak? We speak English. That's our main language. Patois is a dialect. But anyways, so the interview went well. And so they called me back to offer me the position. So when they called me back to offer me the position, I think they were trying to offer me like maybe $10, $12 per hour back then. And I was like, oh, no, honey, I cannot work for that. Never in my life as a CNA or HHE have I ever worked for that amount of money as in private care. You get a lot more, but obviously you're doing it the benefits that are associated with working for an employer. So I declined the job. And then she said, well, there is a position. I need an HR assistant. Would you mind working as my HR assistant? And I said, okay, but I'm not going to give up my private duty job because even the HR assistant job wasn't paying that well. But I was able to see beyond the pay and just the opportunity that the position presented. And so Also, I wanted a job that they took the taxes and paid the taxes out. Wink, wink. What that mean? So anyways, I said, I'm still going to, as long as you're okay with me still doing some private duty in between. And they said it was okay. So I would work 3 days a week and just still do my private duty. Eventually, the patient that I had, you know, she wasn't the best fit for me. And I actually transitioned her to that skilled nursing facility. And then I became a full-time employee. They offered me a full-time position again that was more aligned with the salary that I was looking for. And then that's how I kind of fell into HR, I like to say, I used to do some components of HR in my role in Jamaica, but this was more full duties HR. And with that, my career kind of just blossomed. It definitely had a lot of fighting moments along the way, but if God puts you into something and you just do well. So that is how my career started in HR. And then I went from one, then I got certified along the way because I got the job. A lot of people say HR is hard to get into, but for me, it's quite the opposite. I got the job before I got the credentials. So one thing that I did while I was, you know, working within the human resources field, I made sure I went to school and I got my education up, you know, because unfortunately, also, as a minority, you also have, you know, you kind of have to work. Opportunities don't present themselves as quickly and in abundance as to non-minority groups. That's just a fact. So while I was working in that area, I made sure I went and got the education. So I got all the certifications, like I am benefit certified. I am SHRM certified. I think HR certified. I'm a certified workforce. Strategic workforce analysis. I mean, I have so many certifications. I think I got over certified at one point. And then I got my bachelor's in public administration. And then I got my MBA with a concentration in human resources. And I'm pursuing a PhD in conflict resolution because as with a specific focus on organizational conflict. So with that, you know, you learn how to be a mediator, how to kind of navigate conflict. And I also work with the Ombuds office for the conflict, the HCRS group. But anyways, as I said, that's the professional side. The personal side, I am a wife. My husband, you've heard him come on. He owns the business, Pin Bounce, my number one supporter. You'll see him posting my book. I'm also the author and creator of the vision board planner that's called Footsteps to My Vision.
Do you want to provide a memorable experience at your event? Book PinBounce at 561-727-5488.
PinBounce offers bounce houses, cotton candy machines, tables, chairs, and other event services in Palm Beach County, Florida. We offer all you need in one place. Follow us on social media using @PinBounce. And to book your event, call us at 561-727-5488. Remember, we put the P in party with the PinBounce touch.
Go!
Clad's Resources and Consulting values its customers. Our planner Footsteps to My Vision is a 13-month planner that can be used for 5 years. It walks you through SMART goals, SWOT analysis, action planning, and holds you accountable through 3 monthly check-ins. We work only with top quality materials, innovative designs, and verified suppliers, which are guaranteed to deliver to our high expectations, because when it comes to our customer satisfaction, there's no room for compromise. Made with high quality PU leather and paper planner helps you focus on achieving your goals by giving you a sense of personal and professional satisfaction. Some of the amazing features of this product: Vision Board Planner, luxury pen, 8 GB USB flash drive, wireless mouse, ultra elegant packaging box, available in 5 stunning colors, black, red, gold, pink, navy blue. Material, PU leather, 13-month planner, elastic band for easy handling, Our Footsteps to My Vision is available at Amazon, Facebook, Instagram, our website, and at Walmart. You may also follow us at www.cladsresources.com, Instagram, Clads Resources, Facebook, www.facebook.com/cladsresources/.
I am a mom of three biological kids. We are a blended family, so I am a mom of four because I do have a bonus son that's about to go off to college. I have a 23-year-old that just recently graduated from Florida State University. My little one just started, well, he's in first grade now. He's in elementary school. And I also have my 14-year-old who just started high school, which is becoming a struggle because, boy, I want to join every club, every group. He is just very social, which I don't remember. I remember being social at that school, but not when I was in high school back in the days, but not to that level. So, you know, that part was like a struggle. So I also own my own business that is called Clads Resources. And we focus on, we do, obviously, as I said in my introduction, I said I'm HR. So heavy HR functions of the role. We offer advice to senior business leaders along with CEOs on any HR issues that may come up or strategies. We walk them through mergers, acquisition. And then I also have the talent acquisition side of my business where I do recruiting. And that is a new side to the business. And another new side to the business is also the conflict resolution, which is aligned with what I'm doing right now with my PhD. So as you hear this podcast go on, we love to speak with business leaders, industry experts. If you're a business owner, I love having those conversations. But now I'm going to start introducing, you know, as I said, you didn't hear from me for almost, I don't know, months. It's been months. So you will hear me start introducing more conflict resolution focused topics, subject matter experts. You know, as I get more wrapped up into that world and the world of mediation, as I said, it's also, you know, we do conflict resolution coaching, mediation coaching, and mediation can be in a business setting. It can be in a private setting. You know, we have the right resources. You know, we're trying to be a well-rounded business in the world of HR and conflict resolution. And that's a snapshot of Clads. I've been married 6 years, been with my 16. We got married in 2016. So four. Lord, the math. Katie, come on. You don't know how long you're married? So I've been married since 2016. And look at me grabbing up my calculator. So that shows you that old age is actually creeping up on KDN because the brain not sharp as it used to be. But I've been married to my husband for 7 years. We've been together for 17 or going on 17 years now. So he's pretty much my life partner. We've been together for a while, as I like to say. We've been through ups, we've been through downs, and we're still here hanging in. I mean, you look on, if you read the news and all that stuff right now, it's a hard time for marriages. You know, you see a lot of marriages breaking up. The devil is definitely working and making the world his playground, as he always used to. I mean, but sometimes you just have to yield to that temptation if possible. And if you need help, go outside and get counseling and all that good stuff. And so what made me come on this podcast today was I'm here live every week. Every week, I guarantee you, someone asked me about this podcast. And I say it's on a break. We're coming back. Give me some time. And I look at the equipment and I go, oh, I got to get this done for this consultant. I have to do this for this person here. Plus, I got to do my homework and I make so many excuses. And then it goes on. Every week is an excuse. And I'm like, well, you know, you need to use your book footsteps of my vision and hold yourself accountable. Create a whole vision board planner, and here you are not utilizing it to its capacity. I pretty it up. I'll put stickers, I'll do all the extra stuff, but I'm not using it to its capacity. So I'm here to ask you to hold me accountable and for you to be my accountability partners, because, you know, for us to get to our goals, we got to take those little footsteps to get us there, right? We got to do it. And so that's why today I was like, well, I got to get this done. I got to get this done and move forward. I am passionate about this podcast. And that's why we're here today. It's just a short podcast just to say, hey, we're back. You know, I'm reading the news. I'm looking at TikTok. I mean, listening to different podcasts, and I'm seeing what's happening, and I'm like, oh my God, right now in corporate America, it's brutal. You see CVS laying off people, all these different corporations. Microsoft have one? I don't remember if Microsoft had one. But I know, was it Twitter or no, it's X. They're having all these layoffs, and then you see all these people coming on talk to say, hey, I got laid off, and how heartbreaking it is right now because I got laid off, you know. And I have been through a layoff. Actually, I've not been through a layoff once. I've been through it twice. And I, you know, maybe I'm a little bit, well, one was definitely because of racism, you know. And then the other one was they were not aligned with my journey. So they were not aligned with my journey. And I decided, hey, all right, ain't no tears being shed, because it pushed me to do what I was supposed to do. Everybody wants to leave a job on their own terms. So I am here to give you a little bit of tips based on my experience. Because as I said, I've been doing this for 15 years. Most of my jobs, if not all of my jobs, I've been there for a long time. And now in this world of being a business owner, I mean, I can empathize with some, because some people, you know, I'm like, in all honesty, the human side of me is just saying it's your karma, girl, or male. It's just your karma. But there are other sides when you see like real people, good people, and you're like, oh my goodness. Oh, I feel my heart goes out to them. And no, I wish I could help. Well, I am in the business of helping. So these next few minutes, I am going to give you some tips of what to do when you get laid off. Meow. So I wanted to give you a few stats before we go on. So approximately 40% of U.S. workers have experienced getting laid off at least once in their career. Despite that statistics, 40% of the employees that were laid off said they were not prepared for the layoff. As of January 2022, there are 40,511 WARN notices recorded nationwide. This affects approximately 4.5 million workers. Under the WARN Act, companies must notify employees of mass layoffs or plants closing 60 calendar days in advance. And you can always go to the U.S. Department of Labor to find out about the WARN Act. And again, the WARN Act, it's called the Worker Adjustment and Retraining Notification Act of 1988. It's a U.S. labor law that protects employees, their families, and communities, and it requires that employers with 100 or more employees, so for them to be compliant, they have to have 100 or more employees, and they have to provide notification 60 calendar days in advance of any planned closing and mass layoffs of employees. And they typically will publish this information. So if you suspect that there is going to be a layoff, then you can kind of go on the website the U.S. Department of Labor.gov and seek that information. So what do you do when you're laid off? The first thing you have to do is you have to know your rights as an employee. You should get it in writing. Ask about like severance packages. And when you, and some employers very likely when they are going through layoffs, they have already planned and have your severance package typed out and they'll ask you to sign it right away. I always say don't sign your package right away. Take it home and read the terms that you are signing of that severance package. Sometimes you may need to come back and negotiate that severance package. And yes, you can negotiate your severance packages. Some employers will say what it is, sign it or that's it. We won't offer you anything else. And some employers will. And you need to know, you know, if they say we're not going to negotiate your package, what to do next, or, you know, if you are going to negotiate your package, then, you know, I would advise you to use an employment attorney. Review your retirement package. Also, for many employees, when they get laid off, they now qualify for something that's called COBRA. If COBRA is not the best option for you, then, you know, you can try to go through getting your insurance through the, I forgot what it's called. Is it the health market or... I know they try to no longer call it Obamacare. So you can go through a government healthcare provider to secure healthcare if possible. And then determine the details of your final check. Some organizations may give you your final check immediately. And then another, they'll wait until like regular pay period. Sometimes you can request a letter of recommendation. And if they're laying you off, sometimes they'll align you with recruiters to help you look for another role. That's not always the case. Most times the layoff is, bye, see you. Good luck. And that's it. We'll write you a letter of recommendation. And the reference letter will have like, you know, what the employees, strengths, transferable skills, any performance issues, that type of thing. Well, they won't put any performance issues, but, you know, because normally recommendation letters are letters saying the person is strong at this. All right. So that you can ask for. And then file for unemployment and, you know, go for it and file for it right away and see, you know, because unemployment, I think, takes some time.
You're listening to Talk with Clads. Find more resources online at cladsresources.com. Now back to the show with your host, Katie Ann.
Unfortunately, I don't know. You won't be making what you typically made with unemployment. Every state is different. I think for Florida, I want to say it's about $250 or $275 per week. I was blessed that my last layoff, my business kind of just boomed like crazy. So I never had to file on unemployment, you know, because God favored me. And not to say that because you're on unemployment, God isn't favoring you. Everyone's path is different. So I can't give you an accurate number of what the unemployment number is right now in Florida. I think it's between $250 to $275 per week. But once you get laid off, depending on the states, make sure, one, you review, know your rights. Don't just review your employee handbook to see what it says regarding severance packages and layoff benefits. And don't sign anything right away because you're too emotional to sign. Take it home, review the terms of the separation. And if something seems like it's a little bit sketchy, then consult with an employment law attorney, right? Get the termination in writing. And most times when they are doing it, they already have like a whole packet available to give to you. It very likely will have your severance package. Review the severance packages. Now, not every company is legally required to provide severance. But they may compensate you through benefits, vacation time, paid sick leave. And that is why it's important to get that employment handbook and go through it to see what it says regarding severance. Some organizations, when they lay you off, they don't pay out PTO. So those are things that you need to know. Review your retirement plan, because when you're enrolled in your employer's 401k, also not just retirement plan, but I want to say like life insurance and all those things, how do you transfer that? You know, because you don't want to be paying like life insurance for a long time. And then now because you're laid off, your policy is going to lapse. So see if you can transfer that over to you privately. And the 401k retirement plan, see how you can roll over those funds to like a personal retirement account. And you may want to speak with a financial advisor to determine what's best for you. COBRA, I would say for most people, it's temporary because it's very expensive. So you can choose to remain on your employer-supplied health insurance temporarily for that purpose until you find another position and you can get benefits, or you go through a government healthcare provider to continue your health benefits. And those are some of the tips, you know, like you look at, oh man, when is my next paycheck, you know, so that you can budget accordingly, right? Request that letter. And then the unemployment benefits. But then what do you do after you get laid off? You've been laid off, you've negotiated your severance, and now you're determining what is the next steps for me. What, as I take my footsteps to my vision, what is the next step? Life doesn't end with a layoff. I just said 40% of employees have experienced a layoff before. So I would advise you to do some self-care and journal, update your resume. You know, as I said, Class Resources, one thing that we do is we do talent acquisition and placement. So I'm going to provide you go to www.cladsresources.com, update your resume, reach out to someone, or you can send me your resume directly at kpinard@cladsresources.com. Email us your resume. We do resume reviews, job placement, coaching, and we do that at entry level and C-suite level to place or to make sure that the job that we're finding you are the best fit for yourself and for the employers that are also our clients. Improve your skill. Like while you're waiting to get to transition into your new role, and you may even decide to start your own business. So choose something that will boost your resume if you're deciding to go into another role. And maybe it's something that you go to school a little bit more. You get credentialed in that area to update your skill sets until you find that next role. And then network. I remember someone said 60% of the jobs that are placed are through networking. And I can tell you through my career, that is a very, very, very accurate number. That may be high because I read something that studies show that 70 to 85% of job hunters land role thanks to networking. So that 60 went to 70 to 85%. So this includes, when I say networking, you're speaking with your loved ones and your friends and say, hey, I'm in the market. There are social media platforms such as LinkedIn that you can let your connections know that, hey, I'm in the market right now. You can attend events, right? Or do whatever you're capable of because you're reaching out. And with events, it could be events related to, let's say you want to do HR, you'd go to an HR event. It doesn't have to be within just your community. You can go to the next county and meet people there. A lot of times too, or your local business commerce events, you will meet business owners or business leaders or the executive team that's aligned in that area. One thing with unemployment, it kind of kicks you out of your routine. I remember way my
way, I got laid off many years ago. And I didn't know what to do with myself. I started gardening. I remember going to the beach and I felt like I could just breathe for the first time. I didn't have that heavy weight lifted on me or on my shoulders anymore of having that deadline, of having to get that done and that stress. And my daughter, who's my oldest, was the person who suffered the most because mommy was working 7 days a week, 10-hour days, just trying to get projects done. And at the end of the day, I was just a number. And that was a lesson that I said I would never, one, as a business owner, treat any of my staff members as just a number. Obviously, there's always a bottom line, but I want them to know that whatever they do within my world and how they impact me is that they matter. So going back to that daily routine, I'm saying when you don't, and this is going to sound a little bit weird, remember you through the process. Never get lost about who you are when you're working for an organization, right? Yes, we want satisfied employees, but you have to remember you. So during this unemployment process, try to find you again. Stay motivated, right? You may want to stick to your regular routine if possible. Do some exercise. For me, as I said, I went to the beach. I would garden, even though I'm afraid of snakes. And that was in Florida. You'd see them all the time. So that was very, very short-lived. Do meal planning. Get exercise. You know, mental habits. Develop mental habits. If it's mediation, if it's taking a walk, taking a breath for yourself. And guess what? Build a vision board. A career break is not necessarily something that's bad because it gives you time to kind of reevaluate your priorities, which I had to do. I had to shift. I had to make a mental note when it happened to me that, listen, my daughter, she had grown up and mommy was always working. I didn't want that for my middle child at the time. He was probably about 5. And I said, what, Logan? I want to be a present parent with my children. No, I'm still a little bit of a workaholic, but this time it's for my own business. But I make sure that I still factor my children in and my family. So a career break isn't necessarily bad. Reevaluate your priorities. Create a vision board. Vision board time. Yes. Footsteps to my vision. And that vision board helps illustrate what your goals are and put it somewhere. I have mine in my closet. My husband have mine, his in his closet. And time to time, even if you're not hitting those goals as you want, it's there to remind you of what your goal is. And it will motivate you over and over to remind you of what you're working toward. And then schedule your job search. Add purpose and structure to your day so that, hey, because you're trying to keep yourself routine, then, you know, all right, between you used to work 9 to 5, maybe not 9 to 5, you're doing a job search, excuse me, but by 9 to 10, 9 to 11, 9 to 12, and you have a certain number of jobs that you're applying to every day. And if it becomes overwhelming, it's okay to take that mental break. It's okay to stop. When you first lose your job, it's hard to see the positives. You know, it's hard for you to look at a layoff as something that is positive, but it's a new chapter. As my mom used to say, when one door closes, a bigger one opens up. So sit with the news for a little bit and go, okay, this is a new chapter in my life. You know, it's okay for you to say it's negative because you want to acknowledge how you're feeling. But I would say, don't sit in that negative feeling. You know, go around people who can motivate you to move on. Go around people that are true supporters, because when it's time in a layoff, you will see that a lot of the coworkers that you think are friends are not friends. Your coworkers are not your friends. Let me just say this. Your coworkers are not your friends. When a layoff, you're going to see it. They will take sides. Some will still check on you, but they're only checking on you to gossip. That could be a whole different podcast. Move on. Go around true friends and who your true friends are. around your true friends. I'm not going to say that you may have one or two coworkers that may end up being a friend, or, you know, they eventually transition. But for the, but that's very, very minimal, right? Now be prepared to grow from this little setback, right? You were a value, you were a valued employer. Maybe you don't feel like you were a valued employee, but value yourself, put some boundaries down, and then be persistent on your journey ahead and go on. You know, there is something bigger and greater for you ahead. I see this so much now, and with TikTok, I guess, whatever you interact with, it shows you more and more and more and more. And, you know, I feel such devastation for some, not all. I'm going to keep it 100% with you. I don't feel devastated for all people. But for some, I feel genuine devastation. And for those who I feel that way, I have reached out to them and say, hey, how can I assist you in this journey? How can I help you, you know, get back on your feet, or let's navigate what the next chapter look like for you? All right. So good luck. If you want to share with a friend that's going through this podcast, with a friend that's going through it right now, we're going to pray for everyone. And I am back. I promise you to be more consistent in posting my podcast. And hopefully we will journey along this path of me being more accountability. Be more not accountability, girl. Really accountable in posting more. So glad I'm back. I miss you guys. I miss my family. And I have so much to share with you. But I just wanted to make this one a quick little thing just to say, guys, I'm back. I can't post every day. I will try to be consistent in posting once a week just to give updates, have some interviews. And I'll tell you, it's just not going to be me speaking to business owners. You'll see more conflict resolution being thrown in the loop, because there's so much conflict going on right now. And it does affect us. It does affect us. So, and then we'll have some girl chat. We'll have some guy chat. You know, life is lifing. So the podcast will reflect that life is lifing. So thank you guys for listening. And I hope that you will listen again next week. All right. Bye, guys.
Thanks for listening. Find us on social media at Clads Resources and online at www.cladsresources.com. Our planner, Footsteps to My Vision, is also located on our website or on Facebook, Instagram, or Amazon. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share, and check back weekly for new episodes. Until next time, keep creating your footpath to your vision.